From VOA Learning English, this is the Health Report. To end the year on a happy note, we thought you might like to revisit Learning English Health Report stories that were popular with you. We looked at the numbers. We looked at which stories you viewed most and commented on. We looked at which stories you liked, shared, or tweeted. By doing so, we have learned a few things about you. Many of you like self-improvement stories. You like to read about staying healthy and living a long life. You like to know how your brain works best and what can affect your power of memory. Many of you also like stories about people who are getting older but who are still making their dreams come true. Here are some highlights from the Health Report for 2014. It includes comments from our international audience. We all sit a lot. The story, Sit Less, Live Longer, explores the dangers of sitting too much. It encouraged many of you to get up from your desks and move more at work. Many of you described in the comments section how you move and exercise during the day. Some of you shared stories of losing weight and fighting illness to enjoy a more active lifestyle. Taras from Ukraine says,
"Great article. I spend a lot of time sitting in front of the computer, so I like to go to work or home on foot. It takes like 2 hours per day."
And Karen from Brazil adds, "In my work, I spend a lot of time sitting, but I try to work out and play volleyball every week." In April, we asked our listeners if they were committed enough to exercise, to do CrossFit. Many responded. CrossFit is a fitness trend that has been very popular in recent years. It uses very basic but very challenging exercises. Some say it is too easy to get hurt doing CrossFit. But some like the fact that you do the exercises in teams. Rocio from Spain says this,
"I think it is a very good method to practice exercise." He says working in a team is great motivation.
But Masaki Kato from Japan says, "CrossFit is bad for the body because the movements are too hard." He says, "To stay fit, I think it is important to do a moderate exercise, such as walking for 30 minutes a day." Our listeners like their brains, and they seem to like reports on how to use their brains most effectively. For example, we wrote about a study that found if you write your class notes by hand, you will remember them better than if you type them. Henry from Venezuela says,
"Taking notes is helpful when I put all the words down using my hand. I just take into consideration what is important to me."
And a listener called White Crystal from Vietnam says, "In my opinion, when you want to remember something, write it. Because when you're writing, it means you're thinking about it. You use listening, understanding, seeing, and thinking." The story, While You Sleep, the Brain Works, reports that the brain cleans itself while we are fast asleep. So getting a good night's sleep is important to good mental and physical health. Yangfeng Xinyu from China says, "I cannot stay up late, otherwise I will be stupid." Our article, Women Giving Birth at Home, On Purpose, talks about a U.S. birth trend. Increasingly, women of color are using midwives to give birth naturally. In the comments section, many women from all over the world share the birthing culture in their countries. Anna from Vietnam writes, In my country, pregnant women are taken care of carefully in a hospital. A child is very important to parents in my country. Therefore, they choose cesarean section for their baby more than natural delivery. And Vecca from Taiwan shares her own personal birth story. My baby was born through natural birth at a hospital. The biggest impact for me is that I saw a birth of life. Two stories seem to inspire many listeners. Jerry Reed earned his first college degree at the age of 70, and Mary Mo fulfilled her dream of becoming a pilot at the age of 91. After listening to the story of Mr. Reed, Nobu from Japan writes, "Actually, I have some dreams in mind and follow these dreams. I am such a happy person that I can follow my dreams. I will give them my best shot." Mary Mo's story inspired Anushe from Iran to write, "I am a 56-year-old woman. In my entire life, I had some dreams, but none of them have come true because I did not have a good situation. But after I read this article, I decided to spread my wings and help myself to try to make one of my dreams come true, and it is learning language." And Diego Santos from Brazil says,
"I've always thought that there is no age to do what you want to do. Your body could age, but your spirit can always be young."
Thanks to all of our listeners who read and listen to the Health Report. Let us know in the comment section what you are doing to make your life healthy and happy in 2015. Happy New Year from VOA Learning English. I'm Anna Mateo.